What's up, everybody? Welcome to Disney Movie News. Tonight we're talking about The Incredibles 2, Disenchanted, and Minnie's star on the Walk of Fame. Hold on to your butts.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's Disney Movie News.
Da, 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 da. What's up, everybody? I messed myself up.
Hi.
I was singing. What's up, everybody? Welcome to Disney Movie News on the Popcorn Talk. Mm. Be sure to follow the Popcorn Talk on YouTube at Popcorn Talk Network and at Twitter at the Popcorn Talk. I'm your host tonight. My name's Sarah Sterling. I almost said Sarah Snitch. I'm on Twitter at Sarah Sterling _. And I'm so excited to talk about Disney.
Oh, Disney.
Who do we have tonight? Who are you?
I'm Leo. I was trying to be like you, but it doesn't work the same. I'm Leo Camacho. What's up, guys? You can follow me at Mr. Leo Zombie on Instagram. I was like, I don't know what I'm even doing anymore. And I'm excited to be here. And props to Sarah for always jumping in because I don't prepare. And then she prepares the news. And she's like, you want me to just host tonight? I'm like, yeah, you're the best.
You're the best.
You're the best
music.
Who are you?
Oh, hi.
I want to say that I feel like I've seen you before.
I know. I feel this feels all too familiar.
Yeah,
but,
it's like deja vu. It's the Matrix, like a glitch.
I agree. Well, this glitch is Renee Ariel. You guys can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at Renee Ariel. I've been super MIA.
Chat's like, Renee's alive? We finally raised enough money to pay the ransom, you guys.
Yep,
she's back.
I got out. I'm here. I'm alive. I'm ready to talk Disney movie news.
Oh, my God. Here we go.
Oh, also, I'm wearing a Star Wars shirt because
that's what
she came in, guys.
To the studio. She's like, look, I made up for it. I wore Star Wars.
Look at this. True fan.
The Persian guy.
Oh, my God.
That was my favorite comment that she made. We got news today. By the way, shout out to everybody who called in last week. That was an amazing episode. You guys are a really fun group of people to do this show with. So thank you guys for calling in. Thanks for participating. I had a blast with that. And I've seen some posts since then. So I'm glad that the word spread. And maybe that's something that we can do again at a later date, hopefully. We're figuring it out. We'll do a segment.
We're figuring it out.
We just did live on the air calls, like on the fly.
That's awesome.
It was a little risky. But it worked out. I trusted them, and it worked out.
Dang.
Yeah. What do we got tonight, Sarah?
So, per usual, our pal, Skylar of Disney Film Facts, is in the chat.
The man.
And he.
The myth.
Has a scoop on his website, DisneyFilmFacts.com, about a newly released plot synopsis for The Incredibles 2.
Wow.
Disney released it yesterday.
Wow.
Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
Everyone's favorite family.
I'm stoked. I'm so excited. I haven't read. I saw that you posted this in the rundown, and I purposely did not read it specifically because I wanted you to tell me so I could be surprised. I just want to let you know. So hype it to me. Hype it to me.
Everyone's favorite family of superheroes is back in Incredibles 2. But this time, Helen is in the spotlight, leaving Bob at home with Violet and Dash to navigate the day-to-day heroics of normal life.
Oh, fatherhood, huh?
It's a tough transition for everyone, made tougher by the fact that the family is still unaware of baby Jack-Jack's emerging superpowers.
Oh, daily life, am I right?
When a new villain hatches a brilliant and dangerous plot, the family and Frozone...
Oh, Frozone too, he's the best friend!
...must find a way to work together again, which is easier said than done, even when they're all incredible.
Oh. So, basically, we know nothing.
Basically, we knew all of this already. Yeah. Except we didn't know Frozone was going to be in it.
Literally, you just described the plot of the first movie.
No, because this time
dealing with your powers on a day-to-day basis.
This one is Helen being more of the superhero. Last time it was Bob being like more of the superhero and Helen being at home. So it's reversed.
No, I'm into it.
It'll be great.
I'm into it.
I will say your face is going to be a meme, Sarah. Your response when Leo was interrupting at first was priceless, and I can't wait to watch it.
I wanted her. You see that performance? If
no,
I set
it was
her up,
great.
That's we get the best out of Sarah when she needs to impress me. Like that.
Chat, someone's got to make a meme out of her reaction because that was the best. There are so many like when you're insert here moments that could turn into.
I love Frozone.
Where is my super suit?
God, I love Frozone so much.
Will we see his wife? Asks the chat.
Oh,
why
yeah,
do you need to know? That's what she says. in the first one.
That was a good impression, actually. I'm like quite impressed. Your vibratos and
give me my super suit, woman. Anyway, I mean, yeah, I don't think we. I mean, I knew everything except for that Frozone was going to be in it for sure.
But come on, you really thought they weren't going to bring Frozone back? He's no, like the best part of the Incredibles.
But it's just nice to know.
I need to rewatch it, you guys. Yeah, it's, I don't remember so good. Anything.
It's so good.
I remember liking it a lot, yeah, but I don't remember anything. And I remember when I first found out there's Incredibles 2, I was like, okay, about time. Yeah, but also,
I know, right?
Yeah, I was like, it's been years.
And the ending was such a cliffhanger. You know?
Yeah.
I love it. I mean, it's my favorite Pixar movie, and it's like vintage spy.
It's your 50s. Favorite mm-hmm, it's of all one. Time
of Pixar, yeah, dang. Yeah, and superheroes, and also. I love Iceman powers, and the fact that they had an Iceman character, and that he was cool, like, I don't know, that just made me really happy. I love Frozone, and he has a cool name too.
Every time you say Frozone, I think you're talking about the movie Frozone.
Elsa,
I
know. Yeah. Same powers, same
Elsa?
Powers.
Elsa, yeah. So that happened. Along the same vein, Disney also released a plot synopsis for Solo.
Hold on.
What?
Can I just guess before you tell me what?
Sure.
Okay. Han Solo in his early years, you'll get to find out how he and Chewbacca became best pals and how he ended up in a situation that required him to escape from the Empire. So he competed in the Kessel Run, which he made a bet with Lando Calrissian to win the Millennium Falcon.
Okay. Let's see how closely it was.
Woody Harrelson is going to be family. Continue, sorry. You good? I'll stop. I won't do it again.
So many great faces on here.
Board the Millennium Falcon and journey to a galaxy far, far away.
Oh my gosh.
In Solo, a Star Wars story, an all-new adventure with the most beloved scoundrel in the galaxy.
Oh my god.
Through a series of daring escapades deep within a dark and dangerous criminal underworld, Han Solo meets his mighty future co-pilot, Chewbacca, and encounters the notorious gambler Lando Calrissian in a journey that will set the course of one of the Star Wars saga's most unlikely heroes.
So I was 100% right.
You didn't say anything about the Kessel Run.
Oh, well, you know. Just you wait.
You were pretty on point. I will say. Oh, so it sounds like a movie that's going to be with like a lot of Chewbacca.
Yeah, no.
Making noises.
It will, those are going to be playing. And then it's going to be a lot of... And Han Solo went, that's right, Chewie. Like, you're going to get a lot of those kinds. Because you're never going to understand Chewie and Han and maybe Lando.
Are we going to find out why the heck he can understand Chewie?
Sometimes he just can. Like, why does Rey understand droids? Yeah. Well, okay, so in the Star Wars universe, it's really confusing. Because in the Star Wars universe, at least in the old EU, mm-hmm. There was an animal called a babblefish that they would put in their ear that allow them to understand any language. But obviously, clearly, that's not canon. So... I don't know. Like, I guess they just know some languages from being around it. Who knows? I have no idea.
Roger says, if the Kessel Run isn't in Solo, there's no reason to make it. We could not disagree more, I think.
I think I would prefer it not be in...
I never want to see that.
We talked about...
Should be the stuff of legend forever.
Yeah, I think that was my major concern, Roger, was that they are going to take all of the things that we've heard about the bits of lore and legend that make up the myth of Han Solo, and mm-hmm. they're going to put it all in one movie, like all those things happened in one adventure.
Unfortunately, it probably is going to be in the movie.
It probably is, yeah.
So.
Or... They're going to reference it. Like, he's going to be like, this is the route I took when I made the Kessel Run in Parsecs. We'll see. Guys, I know it sounds like I'm pooping on it, but I'm actually... obviously, I'm excited about it. I'm just carefully optimistic. You know what I mean?
Cautiously optimistic?
Yeah, but I'm carefully approaching this movie because I don't want to get my hopes up.
That was my Chewbacca.
Can you do that again? Are you all right? Are you choking on pop?
I do that's what he sounds like.
Glover as Lando will be hype. I am excited.
I'm so excited.
That's the biggest redeeming factor so far.
Childish Gambino.
Also, the fact that they're actually demonstrating the YT series Corellian freighter's ability to be a modular spacecraft, as you can tell by the poster and the toys already. So that was one of the huge advantages of the ship in the lore, and they're going to integrate that into this movie, so that's kind of cool.
By the way, I loved The Last Jedi. Side note. I did see it.
Yeah, that's right. We haven't seen it for a while. So
I haven't gone for a minute.
You did like it.
I liked it a lot. I will say I liked The Force Awakens more.
My girl. What's up?
Allison says, what if it turns out to be really good and the best Star Wars movie ever? That'd be funny. Maybe it will be.
It's possible.
Natasha Reddy is asking, what the shoot? No trailer yet? No, because there's still The Force Awakens is still, The Last Jedi is still in theaters. Yeah. They're not going to promote another Star Wars movie and cross their branding. They're going to wait for one to finish and then, and it's okay. Like, even if they started, it's a Star Wars movie. Okay? It's going to do all right.
Oh my God. Disney Film Fox.
What's he doing?
Here's the trailer is dropping in the next 7 days.
Okay.
He's a reliable source.
He's super reliable, ultra reliable.
So reliable that we also got our next story from him.
This is basically Disney Film Facts news dump movie.
You know what? Sometimes I look at a lot of other sites, but then I always also look at Disney Film Facts to make sure I didn't miss anything because, like, no one else was reporting on the Incredibles plot synopsis.
Yeah.
No one, I think a lot of other outlets got this from Disney Film Facts because I talked to Skylar earlier last week, and he was talking about how he was working on, I think, what was this story, which is that there's new details for the Enchanted sequel.
Interesting. My image of Skylar is that he sits in a room very much akin to Johnny Mnemonic, where there's wires and monitors everywhere, and some of them are plugged into his spinal column. Mm-hmm. And like, as information passes through the internet, he just filters out all the Disney movie news facts, and then he's the first one because he's plugged in. You know?
I could see that.
Yeah.
He's literally plugged in.
Jesus.
So
tell us about Enchanted.
The news is that the script's almost done.
Okay.
They're handing in the script in a couple weeks, and they're very happy with it. And then they have to write the music next.
Ah. Oh my gosh, that sounds like it's going to take a long time.
How did she know that you love
It's her? About Giselle 10 years later.
I'm How actually so excited for this movie. Her?
What is Happily Ever After?
What is it, really?
In the real world. You know?
This is a perfect sequel.
What would you... Okay, Sarah.
That's not all.
What? It's not all?
What?
Probably going to be the same amount of animation. Good. And there's going to be more songs than last time.
More? I think it needs more songs, yeah. The other ones, it felt a little light.
I feel like there was a perfect amount of songs last
That's
movie.
True. There probably will be Princess Com... I would be cool if there were villain cameos. Now, here's my question, Sarah. What would you make this movie about? Obviously, the first one is, I'm a princess in the real world, and things aren't as magical as, but I'm still making the magic. Okay, right? So what's this one? She's been in the world for 10 years. She's probably, her apartment's probably beautiful, you know?
Is
it a new character coming over, and she's, like, introducing them to the real world and the way she's learned to cope with it?
I'd be down if, like, a villain came, and she, like, reformed them. And she was like, no, that doesn't fly here.
Interesting.
We have prisons.
We have prison.
No, like, you can't just go around cursing everybody.
So, so the other time there was a villain, but she was super powerful. So maybe, like, a different kind of, like, a Gaston kind of villain. Mm-hmm. And he's trying to adapt. That'd be kind of interesting.
I'd like to see that.
I also hope that Alan Menken is writing the music again.
That would be nice.
He's
good at it. I'm interested. So let us know in the chat. What do you guys, if you were writing this movie, what would you make it about? There's a lot of opportunities here. Does she go back into the cartoon world and then, like, show them how cynical she's become for 10 years? Adeem Dazeem, are we going to get to see more of her?
Adele Dazeem.
Excuse me. I'm sorry, I said the wrong name wrong.
I mean, I already said what it was about.
You said it takes place 10 years later.
It's about her... what is Happily Ever After me?
Yeah, but you gotta have, like, some sort of conflict. You gotta have something that mixes it up.
She has a baby.
Maybe she has a baby.
Maybe they get divorced and they have, like, a reality check for
yikes,
everyone.
Yikes.
Happily Ever After might not be forever, people.
It's different for different people.
Who knows? They could be separated, have a kid. She could live in the suburbs. Mm. He could live somewhere in the city. And then they have to switch off on the weekends.
Could not be older than 10. So how old would you make the kid? 8?
Six.
Interesting ideas.
A newly divorced. And then she's going to start dating in the real world.
Jasmine wants you to write the story, and I agree. I would watch that movie. I would watch it. Oh, dear. I should get on dating apps.
On Tinder.
On Tinder.
Look.
I'm looking for a Prince Charming.
Alan Menken has stated he'd come back. Whether or not he has time is another question because he's working on Little Mermaid right now, says Disney Film Facts.
He has time is another question. All right.
How does she know if he has time to write And more songs for Disenchanted.
Disenchanted, is that what you call it?
Yeah, it's like what it's going to be called.
You think it's going to be called Disenchanted?
We like know it's going to be called Disenchanted.
Do we?
I think so.
That just sounds like a divorce right there.
Yeah, right?
It's first, over. I'm disenchanted.
I mean, this might be the year for first, right? We might get, you know, maybe like, Disney Channel's bringing out the gay characters, and this might be the first divorced character.
Oh, my God. Come on, Disney. I love the idea.
It's possible.
How does she know what divorce is? Anyway.
Dismarried. What else we got?
We got some new character posters for A Wrinkle in Time.
Oh, just what I wanted.
There's new ones for the witches. The Mrs. Witch, whatever. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But we've seen them before, so I just included the, like, new characters, okay, kind of. Okay. This is Meg.
Meg.
Nice.
There she is. There, very that's nice. Her mom.
Oh, I thought that was, like, grown up her.
Nope, that's her mom. And this is her dad. It's Chris Pine.
Nice posters that are just really big close-ups. I also want to say, there was an episode you weren't here, and we were discussing this, but...
Oh, right.
No, you were here.
Oh.
And we were talking.
So I probably wasn't here either.
I don't know. It was we were discussing the what are they, the witches? What are they called?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The witches and how and I had made a comment about how it's hard to look at Oprah act and not think it's just Oprah. You know what I mean? Like it's very tough to see anything but Oprah. And I was, you know, and I kind of made a comment about how it would be strange because if she's not powerful than the other witches and they're all supposed to be the same, then it's never going to come off they're not going to come off as equals. But then someone came to me later, someone who was a big fan of the franchise or the books and stuff, and told me that she is stronger than the other witches, technically.
She is.
So now it makes a little more sense. So I had been corrected, and I want to clarify that because we had a whole discussion in the base of my... of my argument was that they were supposed to be equal, and you can't be equal with Oprah, especially not now after that golden.
Oh
that,
my
that
gosh,
speech.
That speech though! I cried.
Now she deserves to be this.
Someone in the chat said Zendaya is going to be playing Ariel. That's completely unconfirmed. I think
that's unconfirmed for sure.
Ariel
although,
and the Little Mermaid.
Low key,
can she sing?
Yeah, she can sing.
Low key, I'm down for it.
I'm down for it.
Yeah.
But I would rather have.
I would. Well, here's the problem with Zendaya being Ariel. Is it Zendaya is everybody right now?
That's true.
You know,
I've never heard her sing. Where have you guys heard her sing? Does she sing in The Greatest Showman? Okay, mm-hmm. I haven't seen that yet.
And she's also like, I think doesn't she have like Disney Channel music?
Does she?
Oh, I don't know. She was on that dance show. I don't know if they sang though.
Mm-hmm.
Was there another show? Oh, she was on Casey Undercover, and then she did that whole story about how she wants to be a good role model for kids. And
also, she has
an
album. Apparently,
she has an album.
I mean, I thought she was a musician when I first heard about her.
I had no idea.
So that kind of makes
good
sense.
Good to know.
She sings everywhere.
She's a really good actress. I mean, I can't get over her in Spider-Man. I loved her character, even though she wasn't in it that much when she was. She was
Shake
very
it up.
Funny.
Shake It
Up was the first Disney show, like the dance one.
I guess she sings in that. Okay,
she did.
She does, yeah, apparently. That's what people are saying in the chat room. I'm not familiar with that, so I can't make a comment.
But. I've seen some episodes, like, way back when.
Oh, we're looking at the next piece of news. Bring it up, because I want to talk about it. That's cool. Let's do it. Oh, is there anything else about Wrinkle in Time, by the way?
Nope. Replay. Okay. You're right. I remember the song Replay. You're right.
What?
The song called
Replay. iPod stuck on Replay?
No.
Oh.
Replay.
Like that one.
Whoa.
That's probably way off.
Shorty's like a melody
in my head.
I think this is illegal. I don't think we're allowed.
It's not illegal because we're not singing it well.
Na na na, every day. Anyway, we have a new image from Wreck-It Ralph 2.
Uh-oh.
Here it is.
Can I just say how cool it is that the 2 is like a pop-up notification at the top corner? Super smart.
Doesn't it look like those are...
That is so smart. Yeah. I love that.
I like this style, too.
Doesn't it look like they're like Minecraft people?
I guess he kind of does. She doesn't. No. The people in the background?
The people in the background.
I think that's on purpose. I think that's intentional. Yeah, they look like Minecraft or like... Funko Pop figures.
So calling it now, these people holding stuff up are going to be like the visual representation of pop-ups.
Of pop-ups?
Yeah, like a pop-up. On a browser? A pop-up?
They are going to be pop-ups?
Those guys are pop-ups, I think.
No, why would they be pop-ups? They're avatars.
They're holding stuff up.
Because they're popping things up in front of him.
No.
pop-ups.
I think they're just showing him things.
I think they're pop-ups.
I think they're pop-ups, too. I'm gonna go Sarah on this one, because they're holding things up, and it's almost like, who's asking for that? No one. Yeah. Just like when we get pop-ups, we have to have a pop-up blocker.
Yeah. It's going to be like a thing. It's going to be like a pop-up.
I don't know.
Everyone in the chat is like, it looks like pop-up ads. It reminds me of pop-ups. Maybe. Oh, meant to be a notification pop-up.
I actually thought you just meant the people with blockheads. I didn't realize.
No, the two guys.
The guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. It's going to be like, congratulations. You just won a free trip to Orlando, Florida. To redeem your prize, enter your social security number.
Oh, is it? Issa says they are. That was in the clip they showed at D23.
I wasn't in the room for that.
I think maybe just my mind remembered it, and I don't remember. Like, that's, I know it in like some part of my brain, and I forgot.
I wasn't there, so I guess. Well, I also disagreed with Sarah, but I think so as well.
Yeah, I wasn't in the room for that trailer, so I can't confirm nor can I deny.
Yep. It looks cool.
Yeah. Look, I'm excited.
I'm very excited. This is another sequel I cannot wait for.
Got it.
Between Disenchanted, about divorce, and...
Disenchanted, divorce, internet viruses. I can't wait for 2018.
I can't wait.
It's going to be the greatest year of all time. Pop-up ads.
What's that cat?
What?
Cats are on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that is.
Yeah.
Cats are the president of the internet.
That's just like a floating cat head.
Everybody knows. Yeah.
There's that book thing in the back.
What book thing in the back?
There's a tower with a book on it.
I don't...
Right behind the logo.
That's a book?
Yeah.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
It looked like someone leaning over with a weird hat.
Mm-mm.
But you're right, it is a book.
It's a book.
Okay.
It's a book.
Interesting. I can't wait just to see them, you know, just how they give it a physical sort of manifestation of the internet.
Mm-hmm.
There's like a refresh button over there on the right.
It's so good. I can't wait.
Okay.
I'm pretty excited.
You know they're going to have a website where you can go and create your own little blockhead version of you so that you can post on social media? You know that's going to exist. You know that's going to be a thing 1,000%. 100,000 billion percent.
Uh-huh.
That's just good marketing. Just like the Google thing right now, the arts and...
Arts and culture app.
Arts and culture. Oh. I did it. My guy actually pretty accurate.
Doesn't know what you're talking about.
I have no idea.
You
what
don't know the Google
about.
Arts and Culture app?
Nope.
It's like a thing going around right now where you can go, you download the Google Arts and Culture app on your phone, and then there's a thing, you put in a photo of yourself, which, by the way, it specifically dictates that you need to put a recent photo of yourself. It won't accept anything past a certain amount of time. It's very strange. Or you take a photo of yourself in that moment. You can't, like, upload a photo or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then it finds a classic piece of artwork, like Renaissance
artwork.
Oh,
I have seen this around. I have never done it, and I know where it was coming
like
from,
you.
But I have seen this.
Yeah, I did it, and the guy legit looked like me.
I've seen some, like, joke ones.
I'm sure.
The like, they'll do the same picture twice, and they'll get different.
Mm-hmm. I did that. I got different ones. Yeah.
Yeah.
But then once it figured out my face, it gave me the same one each time. I see you, Google. I see you making a list of everybody's faces. I see. Not fooling anybody. But it's a lot of fun, so it's fine.
Well, I'll check it out. Probably, I'm now probably going to get ads on Facebook and all that because I've talked about it and my phone hears me.
Yeah.
So I'm sure it'll suggest for me to download it.
Yeah. There's all this, like, there's all this
talk
going around about how it's like, you're giving up.
Your facial
recognition.
Guys, I put myself on social media.
I'm like, as if they don't already
volition.
Have it.
I know, it's not, come on. My eyebrows?
I was like freaking out. I'm like, what are you hiding?
Yeah.
I don't got nothing to hide.
Yeah, but they can track
turn on,
you down.
They can turn my webcam on and just see me sitting there
doing
nothing.
If you want to see me slouching in my chair, drooling and eating Doritos, like, cool, use that info. If you're paying for that, I just want to cut. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, I will say, I totally agree with you guys about the facial recognition thing. Like, I don't really care about that. But if they're really watching you on our webcams, I'm not okay with that. That just freaks
me
out.
I'm not actually okay with it. I am if you're paying.
Oh, have you seen there's this Britney Spears meme where it's like...
trying on outfits,
What is it?
She's like trying on... She like posted a video where she's like trying on different outfits and like posing.
That's not her only video, too. She has a lot like that where she just walks.
And like, it's like... She's like posing for the FBI agents, like...
Watching through my webcam.
Watching my webcam.
While trying on new clothes. And she's like walking up like...
Yeah.
It's great. Look it up.
Anyway.
Yeah. Internet. Here we go.
So... International icon Minnie Mouse.
Oh, Minnie Mouse.
It's her time to shine.
Is receiving her star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
It's about damn time.
For real.
This coming
For
week.
For real.
Oh, Katy Perry.
Katy
Get out of
Perry,
the shot. You're nobody.
Katy Perry's presenting the star to her.
Crop her out. That's an X.
Katy Perry's presenting the star to her? Why?
You know why. Because the thing...
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Of course it would be Katy Perry of all
She's a bubblegum.
People.
First of all, what's taking so long? Mickey and Minnie Mouse. I get why I like not Donald Duck, but
Donald has a star.
What?
What?
Winnie the Pooh also has a star.
And not Minnie Mouse? God, if that's not sexism in Hollywood, I don't know what is.
No. When did Mickey get his?
He was probably like the first ever. Mickey is like the most widely recognizable icon in the world.
No, I know, but yeah. I'm saying like over like 20 years ago.
Well, I'm sure more than that.
Because here's what, my mind is really blown because when you think Mickey, you think Minnie. You don't just think Mickey and then Donald and yeah. Winnie. And
but like the fact that Winnie the Pooh
I know, what
beat
the
out
heck?
Minnie Mouse. Come on, Minnie Mouse.
I'd be pissed.
Minnie Mouse is at least 30
Mickey
years old.
Mickey got his in 1978.
Wow, that's pretty late.
That's upsetting. You know
Donald
what, though?
Donald got his in 2004.
Oh,
what?
My gosh. Okay, if we're
I'm
looking forward, at least it's happened.
Winnie the Pooh
finally.
Got it in 2006.
Oh, my gosh.
Snow White also has one. Tinkerbell also has one.
Why would
what is going on?
Shrek has one.
What is happening? Shrek? Scritch?
Shrek has one and Minnie Mouse didn't.
Kermit has one.
That ain't cool.
I'm like mostly listing the Disney ones, but there's
Disneyland
a lot of,
has a star. But
Disneyland
not
has a star.
Minnie.
Walt Disney
well,
has a star.
I'm thinking about doing that polka dot Minnie Mouse look
for Rock the Dots.
Rock the Dots, yeah.
I have a yes. Mini dress.
Do it, Rock the Dots. When is it?
Remember, I wore it when I was pretending to be you, and I said I was Disney bounding.
Yeah, Rock the Dots Day, I think, is the 22nd.
Woody Woodpecker. Okay, like that's a different property, so we don't talk about that.
Yeah, so she's getting it next week, and Katy Perry is presenting it, and our boy Bobby I will be there as well.
Yikes.
Bobby Iggs, Leah's best friend.
My BFF.
Took a selfie with him.
We're tight, dude.
Yeah.
Katy Perry is literally the closest human to Minnie Mouse, I guess, in appearance.
Who? So. Katy Perry?
Katy Perry. Like, if Minnie Mouse was human, I think she would look like Katy Perry.
I think it's just like...
That's my guess.
Know, man.
Who would Mickey Mouse look like?
Walt.
Katy Perry.
Also Katy Perry. Without a bow.
No, I will not be attending the ceremony. Anyone can go, but like you can't get close, you know? You'd be on the outside.
Yeah. You gonna go?
No. Oh, yeah. I do know some people going.
Guys, I do want to say one thing, and I don't know if I was here to talk about it with you guys. I don't know if you guys have already talked about it, but I don't know if you guys remember the song, On the Outside Looking In. But Jordan Pruitt has retired from music. She had all these music videos on Disney Channel. She jumped to the rhythm. Dun, dun. She had One Love. Oh, guys, these were all, look them
Who
up.
Is
these
it?
Were all Disney
Jordan?
Channel. Jordan Pruitt. She had On the Outside Looking In was one of her biggest songs. It was in a Disney movie. I think it was in that Bully movie with Kaden Panettiere, one of the Panettiere sisters. And she was amazing, and she just retired from music. If you look her up, you will probably remember.
Super Iron Halo knows.
Tiger Cruise?
Oh, yeah. She's done a lot of Disney music videos, so if you look up any of the songs and where they were all on Disney. And then she had a moment where she was back on The Voice. She's been MIA. She was going to release an album, and then she tweeted saying she was retiring from music. And for people who loved her on Disney for years and years, not years and years, probably like a couple of years, 3 years tops, it was very sad.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know who they are.
I truly don't know who
they
are.
We're the Panettiere sisters.
Some people know. Some people know.
I know. Some people know, but
some
like.
Some people are like, what are you talking about?
She was Disney related, though?
Yeah, look, I'll show you. Jordan Pruitt. Oh. She.
It was, okay. Outside Looking In was released to promote Read It and Weep.
Yeah, that's the one with Kaden Panettiere, right?
She toured as an opening act for the Cheetah Girls. She took a part.
Is she retiring? From music because she
Look
has
at this.
She did the theme song for Jump In.
Sure.
She also toured with Demi Lovato.
She was very involved
she
in
did
Disney.
The soundtrack for Tinkerbell and the Lost Treasure.
Oh, that's where I know her from.
I'm telling you, you know how Disney would always have, I think they still do like mini music videos?
Yeah, I actually became friends with, what's his name, Emery?
Forever in Your Mind.
Oh, I interviewed them.
Yeah. You
did? Sweet kids, yeah.
Yeah, so Emery and I met at Disneyland because he was with a friend who knew me from Thingamavlogs.
Oh, my God.
And then he was like, oh, my friend does Disney stuff. And then he introduced us, and I was like, dude, I sang your commercial break song all through our Disney four-day marathon. And he was like, cool, bro, let's add each other on Instagram. And occasionally he just drops me a line. He's like, you're doing great, man. Keep it going.
I'm
like, thanks,
it.
Emery.
That's awesome. Kay Panabaker, not Panettiere. You're right. Panabaker and Danielle Panabaker.
I know who the Panabakers are. I'm sorry. This is like... the brink of me not watching Disney Channel anymore.
You're aging out.
No, like, I stopped watching Disney Channel, like, while the High School Musicals were coming out, but I still watched the High School Musicals.
Oh, yeah, it was after
that. By the way, Greatest Showman was a weird episode of High School Musical.
Wait.
No, High School Musical is better than The Greatest Showman. Yeah. By a lot.
Debatable.
No, literally.
Debatable. Oh, yeah, no. On the Outside Looking In came out the same year as High School Musical, the first one. Hmm. So that was the peak of her fame was around then. That song blew her up. She was doing all the Disney concerts. Mm-hmm. I loved her. I thought she was so great, and I thought she was going to keep skyrocketing up. But this
she did, and now she's reached her peak, and she's leaving on top.
She's not going to do any more music. It's okay. Very sad.
She's really into puppets right now. She's
what?
She's a puppeteer. That's her new. That's what she's. That's why she retired from music.
He's making this up.
I'm a liar.
I was like, actually, no. I read.
Of course, I watched Smart Guy on Disney Channel.
You know what it was all
Slice
about?
Slice of the Life, and it's T.J. Henderson, super intelligent, a fine young gentleman, a 10-year-old whiz kid, bus high school, a courageous little smarty with 1,000 IQ. He's got away with the ladies, and he's keeping it real. Your favorite little study buddy, he knows the deal.
How do you remember this, Sarah?
He's such a buster, Corey.
You say that he's such gifted. A whatever. Your brother is smart. He's a smart guy.
I can't remember what I had for lunch last Wednesday. Meanwhile.
Anyway. What were we talking about?
Smart guy, apparently. Actually, I don't remember. Minnie Mouse.
Yeah.
Oh, Katy Perry.
About time.
Jordan Pruitt. That's how we got mm-hmm. there. Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. And I'm still waiting for answers on who would be the human equivalent of Mickey Mouse.
Well,
okay, thanks.
I wanted to talk about something, but I forget what it was.
Good.
Cool. Now we'll good. Always wonder.
I was like, we can talk about that. And then I forgot what it was. Disney After Dark.
We are going to Disney After Dark tomorrow.
I know. I was like, was it
can we
that?
Talk about that?
We're going to Disney After Dark tomorrow.
And cool. Our outfits are sponsored by Pinup Girl.
Pinup Girl Clothing.
Thanks, Pinup Girl. You the best. We're going to go for Tiki
inspired
retro.
Looks.
Yeah. Very nice. Vintage very tiki. Nice. I want pics on pics.
There'll be pics.
Come.
Guys, this is Disney Movie News. Otherwise, I would go in depth about The Greatest Showman. Maybe I'll do a live stream about that later, but not today.
I want to watch it. I finally got my movie pass.
It's a bad
movie. Oh, yeah, that's why I saw it.
I'm so excited. I haven't used it yet, so I need to go see it.
Sarah and I both went to go see it alone using movie pass. We didn't even go together because we just needed to see it to understand.
Did you guys each have a movie pass?
Yeah, we each have a movie pass,
and
but we saw it separately.
No. We saw it different. I saw it when he was gone.
I saw it yesterday.
Got it. I'm going to see it soon. I need to go with a friend.
We are not Disney bounding. It is just a
it's vintage. Kind of a Disney bound.
Oh, I guess kind of.
Like our intention was like, let's not Disney bound a character. Let's Disney bound like a land or attraction. And so we're like Disney bounding the Tiki Room.
Because Tiki fits in the retro theme of Disney After Dark. Why don't you explain what Disney After Dark is?
Disney After Dark is a event series that Disneyland has started where there's going to be different themes for these like nighttime events. The first one is Throwback Night. And so they're like, come dressed as the 50s and 60s.
Disney wanted to own the Dapper Day.
Exactly.
But they want to make it different, so they did it at nighttime.
The Tiki Room is a opening day attraction. So, you know, it's legit.
It's legit.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. Very cool.
Cool.
Yep. So we're going. Cool. Sorry, I thought you were going to keep going. You
nope,
just stop
that's
there.
It.
So we're going to go. The problem is it's a closed event, so you have to buy separate tickets from a day pass to the parks, and the separate tickets
it's not opening
is,
day? Oops.
What? And it actually costs the same as like a normal ticket. It's still like over. It's like $120 or something.
What?
It's crazy.
That is crazy.
Sorry.
I like Googled Tiki Room opening year and it's like 1998. That's under new management. Lol.
1963, someone says.
Yikes to me.
Yeah,
I think I was thinking of the Jungle Cruise.
It'll be interesting to see what they have set up that's going to differentiate it other than just wear your crazy outfits at nighttime, which is. You could do that on Dapper Day. So I want to know what special shows or events or things they're going to have going on. Mm-hmm. And also, this is like the throwback is the theme of this Disney After Dark, but like they'll do like a Star Wars one later, and they'll do, you know, whatever. Like they'll be themed as they continue. Yeah. This is just the first one they're doing. And they were definitely banking on the Dapper Day popularity to kind of make it you know, stand out. Mm-hmm. But I personally would have gone with a different theme first. But we'll see. We'll see how this goes. I'm curious.
Yeah, and we will be vlogging the event somewhere. Yeah.
I will be putting up a video.
I think it's a cool idea. It is like classic, like date night at Disneyland themed almost.
Yeah.
They're offering like special food, I believe, and there's going to be special characters out. Mm-hmm. And I have no idea who they are. I heard a rumor it's the three fairies.
Ooh.
And other like special things going to happen that I don't know about.
All right.
So, you know, I think it's going to be good. I think it's gonna be good. Oh, Leo and I are going to Disney World next week, so
oh, yeah, that's
we won't be here.
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
Yeah. I'm very pumped.
So we'll be there. Well, you're going before me, but yeah.
I'll be there Wednesday through Sunday. Leo will be there Friday to Sunday, basically.
Yeah. So hopefully we get to see some of you guys there.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of cool.
Someone goes, Jim Hawkins is coming out during Disney After Dark. Really?
I can't. I'll be first in line.
So yeah.
What is pretty, Jim Hawkins? Is it a person? Or
yeah,
it?
It's a person.
Okay.
Yeah, with like a crazy wig on. really excited to go to Disney World. You know how like we go to Disneyland so often that it's like you're just like I know everything, but like Disney World still has that feel of like oh
what?
I don't know every single turn and bump of this ride by memory.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit more exciting. And I actually do go on attractions when I go to Disney World, yeah. Which I don't do at Disneyland.
You have to.
Yeah. So I'm really excited. I'm going with people who have never been, and so I'm excited for them to have their, like, real first trip. And it'll be Leo's first time seeing Pandora.
Yeah, from the inside. Because we saw it from backstage.
Oh, yeah, we saw it from backstage.
When they were still constructing it.
Are you excited? You love Avatar.
I do. There was a time I was deeply obsessed. That was one of the weird quirks that Lil P and I bonded about is that we both secretly had this obsession with Avatar when it came out. Like, obviously, that fades because there's not a whole lot of depth there. But I'm excited to see the land because I'm such a big fan of the movie. Visually, I think the movie is just absolutely stunning. And technologically, it's a huge accomplishment, more than most people even realize. Like, the technology and the way that they filmed that movie was the first time they had ever done anything of that nature. And if you didn't see it in the theater in that specific style of 3D, you missed out on a treat because there has not been anything even remotely close since. I mean, that was it was crazy to see in the movie theaters like that. Anyway.
I got to say I'm one of those sad.
You never saw it?
I never saw it in 3D.
Look, people give that movie a lot of crap, and I get it. It is a super shallow reincarnation of Pocahontas. I totally understand that. It's not the story that I was in love with. It was the execution that I was in love with. Like the CGI was top rate, and just that cinematic technique was unbelievable. And like, dude, I'm telling you, I remember the first scene when he wakes up in space, and there's like a water droplet. And that was like the first way that they're really like really introducing you to the 3D sort of window-esque nature of it.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking like, oh, okay, all right, this is different. This isn't like normal 3D.
Yeah.
And I was so impressed and I respected it ever since. And also I just like, I like the colors. I think it's really beautiful. And it stuck with me.
Yeah, it's not that I didn't want to see it. I just wasn't able to catch it. I didn't catch it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've regretted it ever since.
it's honestly just like, don't regret. I mean, obviously the movie is boring, but. We'll get that back eventually.
I just want to see it because of the 3D. That's why. It was kind of like a cultural, like, man, that 3D was so amazing.
Yeah. What I'm surprised about is that, like, there hasn't been any... I mean, I'm sure it was super expensive to make, but I'm surprising that there hasn't been anything like that since, like, on that level. You know what I mean?
Why is everyone comparing Titanic and Avatar?
Because they're both James Cameron.
But, like, they're not in any other way.
No. I'm not even saying it's a good movie, you guys. I was just, like... I thought it was a cool world that they had.
Yeah.
And the idea that, like, of human space colonization and then finding, like a physically superior but developmentally inferior race, I thought that was, like, really kind of cool. You know, I thought that was a cool idea.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, just, like, the way that they developed new species that, like, predators had six limbs and that was, like, the standard on that planet. Like, I like those kinds of ideas.
Yeah.
That we couldn't breathe the air, you know, those sorts of things.
As someone who's been to Pandora, I'm like super pumped for Leo to experience it as someone who like loves the movies because it was incredible to me who has not seen the movie since 2009. So I was like, oh, well, if someone like – we should watch it before we go.
Yeah.
You know? I wanted to watch it before I went last time and I just like forgot. But we should watch it.
Yeah.
You're going to freak out.
I hope so.
Freak out.
I hope so. I just like – I like experiences.
I
so
like
I hope that
experience.
It's
Flight of Passage is such a great attraction.
I'm done.
When it opened, there was a lot of like controversy because a lot of like the naysayers in the Disney community were like, screens, you know, like everyone hates screens. Like Universal Studios does too many screen based attractions. But I do think that when Disney does a screen attraction, they do it better than most Universal
Star
ones
Tours
do.
Is great. And
Star Tours Soarin'. Is great. Soarin' is great. Flight of Passage is the best screen based attraction I've ever been on.
Yeah.
So
someone's saying they couldn't get Flight of Passage fast passes, but we already have them.
We already have them. Our friend woke up at 4 a.m. to get them on the very first day that they were available for our trip. So it does take some dedication there. But I went literally the week that Pandora opened, and we waited maybe an hour and a half for it in the morning. And then in the evening, right before Animal Kingdom closed, it was only a 30-minute line, and we did it again. So just if you are going to Disney World at any point, just like have the app and like keep looking at the wait times like later in the day, like during what is the show on the river called? Rivers of Light. During Rivers of Light, check it out, stuff like that. You can get in line for an attraction like right before the park closes. They're not going to make you get out of line, you know? So hot tip.
Hot tips.
All right. So yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I'm excited.
I'm
excited to sit.
Are you going to eat all of the Navi food?
The Navi. Okay? Navi. Okay?
Navi.
Omatakaya people would appreciate it if...
I remember going on Flight of Passage and then, like, texting Leo, like, oh, it's crazy, that big banshee showed up and it scares you.
Oh,
and
you he was like, oh... Turuk Makto.
Yeah. And I was like, yeah?
They call it the last shadow because it's the last shadow you'll ever see, Sarah.
Well, I made it out, so it's fine. Anyway.
Yeah, I was a nerd for that.
Yeah, someone says, you can do that, Sarah, but you're kind of a hindrance and annoyance on CMs, aren't you?
If you do what?
If you get in line, like, 10 minutes before it closes. They don't leave right when the park closes
They're not like, oh, man!
Yeah.
My shift is going to last an extra 45. They're probably there for like
what
an hour.
What are CMs?
Cast members.
Cast members.
They have to
closing shift on an attraction usually has to like go into every ride vehicle, walk the track. If there's a track, like pick up all the trash, put all the stuff at like City Hall that's been like disregarded and left there. They're there for way longer. Also, if I'm making them stay longer, they get overtime. So.
Also, I paid good money for those tickets. I'm going to go on that ride whenever I want. Okay. It's open. I'm going on.
In stores, like, people would stay, like, you'd close the doors and be like, we're closed, but, like, the people who were in the store could obviously continue shopping until they were done, but we'd just start, like, cashing out registers and stuff even when there were people there, so, you know.
They're used to it, guys. Disney's been at this for a minute.
Everyone likes overtime pay.
Yeah, also that.
So, yeah. I don't think we'll have a show next week because most of us will be gone.
We're gonna be gone.
But now you know the very good reason why.
But, you know, keep up with us on social media because we will be posting from the parks and I will be putting up, I'm going to put up a vlog for tomorrow at Throwback Night and I'll probably be vlogging from Disney World as well.
Yep.
So, you know, just stay tuned. Stay glued to your screens, ladies and germs.
Yes. And I think that's all we have for you guys tonight for Disney Movie News.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
It's nice to have you.
It's good to be back. Now I'll be back in 2 weeks from now.
Yeah, I will see you soon.
Get another break.
And
That's
I'm Sarah Sterling on everywhere. Just search Sarah Sterling. It's easier that way. And you can follow The Popcorn Talk on Twitter at The Popcorn Talk and on YouTube at Popcorn Talk Network.
Yeah, and I'm Leo Camacho. You can also just search Leo Camacho, but I prefer you follow my Instagram because that's where I'm most active. Anyway, do that. Thanks for hanging out with me, you guys.
Yeah. And I'm Renee Ariel. You can follow me at Renee Ariel on Instagram
really
and Twitter.
Turn the music on, Renee.
No more award ceremony for you. Get out.
Wait, guys.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Later. Law.